My old football coach used to say, save the drama for your mama. There has been plenty of drama with the Lansing School District and the Lansing School District Board of Education. The saga continued last night. Kathleen Lavey from LSJ.com is on the other end of our line. Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony.
Boy, never a dull moment. No one's going to fall asleep attending those meetings, are they?
Not at all. It was quite interesting, and the results are quite interesting.
Well, tell us what you saw and what you learned.
Well, basically last night what the school board did was put Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., who is the superintendent since 2007, put him on paid administrative leave. So he will collect about $60,000 in salary between March 1st and June 30th. While an interim superintendent, who is a former district administrator named Yvonne Kamal Kanul, runs the district as the board searches for a new permanent superintendent.
And why the quick move to get Mr. Wallace out of there?
You know, I think the board, several members of the board stated last night that they felt that they could not move forward with some of the big issues that they have to deal with, such as the budget and restructuring and the permanent superintendent search, with Dr. Wallace in place. But they were not necessarily clearly articulating why they felt that was the case.
Well, the statement that Mr. Wallace released did not show any signs of endearment with this decision.
No, and you know most of the community is aware that the relationship has been rocky between the school board and him since about this time last year is when things really started getting acrimonious, and this kind of is really kind of the end of a year-long scenario. Now, the question is, I think, how are they going to be able to recover for the future, and is the board going to work together, and are they really going to tackle the issues that are upcoming?
What do you think?
You know, I think that there are some encouraging things. I think the new members of this board are thoughtful people. I think it's interesting to have their input. The board is a little bit different than it was last year. The issues are pretty big, though. You know, budget deficit is a big deal. You know, closing a high school, we're coming back to that this summer, summer and fall. And the search for a permanent superintendent is really, the district needs a person in place who can kind of do a lot of different things.
Kathleen, interesting, puzzling, if you will, that the board has decided to hire an Illinois-based firm to find a new permanent superintendent. Wonder why they couldn't find anyone locally or in the state.
Well, they did interview Michigan-based firms, including the Michigan Association of School Boards. I did not attend the meeting where they did those interviews, so I'm not sure what those presentations were like. Part of what they want is to attract candidates who have kind of a national stature, people who have experience in big urban districts, and I don't know if they felt like this firm was the best qualified to do that. Now, the interesting thing, though, that's a little bit ironic is that T.C. Wallace, Jr. has that sort of a reputation, and right now he is at the National Association of School Administrators Conference in Houston, Texas, where he serves as a mentor to many other people. So there are some puzzling aspects about this whole scenario.
And he's was up for a job, from what I understand, and he did not get that position, or at least didn't move forward in the process.
Right, and what he told me is that he is not personally seeking positions at this time, but because he is known, you know, he's been a superintendent in various places for 25 years. He's well known in a lot of areas, and people are either recruiting him or nominating him as a potential candidate for some jobs that are coming up.
All right, so there is an interim superintendent that that is in place and ready to start.
Well, they are negotiating a contract with her, and I believe it is March 1st that she will start working. They gave themselves a couple of weeks to kind of iron out the details. And Mrs. Kamal Kanul is a former district administrator. She ran the district's first multilingual elementary school, and she has also worked for the State Department of Education in the Office of School Improvement. Now, that is something, school improvement is something that Lansing has been keenly aware of the need for over the past few years, and so if she can bring those skills to bear, that's probably a good thing.
All right, Kathleen, you recently wrote about the MEEP scores are down in the area. Actually, the MEEP scores were down all over the state. From what I understand, only Charlotte improved, but that's to be expected since the standards were raised.
Correct. Basically, what happened is in the olden days, like last year, you could get 39% of the questions right and pass the test. And the State Department of Education, the State Board of Education, looked at this and said, you know what, this is not really appropriate. This might have been okay for an economy where you could walk out the door of high school and get a job at GM and work there for the next 30 years. But when you need higher math skills and higher skills in order to get a job today, we really need to have tougher tests. And so they moved it from 39% to 65%. And that's why you're seeing the difference in fewer kids being deemed proficient.
Well, when you look at the test scores, and I scoured those, and you look at traditionally strong districts with high test scores year after year after year, but even Okemos, Williamston, so on and so forth, just, you know, they're still trying to work their way up to those levels.
Right. In the past years, Okemos, everybody has scored in the 90s, and this year they are in the 60s and 70s. But I talked with Patty Trelson, who is the academic coordinator, deputy superintendent in Okemos, and she said, you know, we try to prepare our parents for this, and what we want to stress is that kids are still making progress, and that's the key, that a kid is making progress from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. They are still learning. It's just that the learning is being measured in a different way.
All right, Kathy, before I let you go, I always like to get your take, not only as a reporter, but as a mom and a parent, and you've watched what happened with the Lansing School District just unfold over the last many, many years. Just what's your take on everything you've seen in the last year or so?
Well, Guillermo Lopez, who is a longtime member of the board, said last night that he's not really happy with the way that things went down, but now that it is all that it has kind of played out like this, that he hopes the board can get together and do a good job of representing the children of the district and thinking about them first. And I thought that was you know, I think there are a lot of people that feel the same way that he does, that now if this whole year-long scenario has reached its inevitable conclusion, fine, now let's go on and see how we can work to make the district better.
We will have Mr. Lopez on the program at 8:46 this morning. Kathleen, as always, thanks so much for your input. We appreciate you. Kathleen Levy from LSJ.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.